chapter 28. Mama's making me go to Sam's store around the corner, even though he ain't never got half the stuff Mama needs or wants. I think she's doing it on purpose to embarrass me. She just needs some eggs and a slab of bacon for breakfast, she says. Yeah, right. I tell her I will get sweets to go with me. Mama says forget about it. She wants only me to go and then come right back home and not take my own sweet time getting back. When I go outside, everybody's on their front stoops. Kids, mothers, fathers, cousins. And it seems like everybody's out there to ask me what happened and why a smart girl like me didn't know any better. When I get around the corner and see John John's face, I know the day can't do nothing but get worse. Oh, he says, strutting across the street like he's cool. You did it now. They ain't letting you back in school, are they? John John's smiling. He's happy as can be. The worse things are for me, the better some folks like it. John John's one of those people. I keep on stepping and counting cracks in the sidewalk while I walk. John John offers me some gum. No way am I taking anything from him. At least you keeping your mouth shut, he says, chewing on the gum. Squealing on your friends ain't even cool. I stop walking and stare him down. Ain't nobody to squeal on. I done it by myself. You don't have the guts, he says. They got the right person to pin it on, too. We all know you don't have guts enough to tell. Me and John John are walking to the store side by side. I ain't talking, ain't even looking at him. Just walking, eyes down, legs pumping, brain busy thinking about all the mess I'm in. So I don't see some boys coming. They just show up all of a sudden, crowding in on me and John John, blocking out the sun with their big selves. They're after John John. They say his big mouth got one of them busted for shoplifting. Next thing I know, they're whopping down on John John. I'm screaming in my head, but nothing's coming out of my mouth. John John's little short arms are stretched out, and his hands are balled up, and he's hitting back as best he can. But there's still three against one. John John's losing, big time. Nobody on the street is doing nothing to help him. They're just watching. John John's already got a busted lip. His left eye is swollen and water, maybe tears, is running out of the right one. I'm standing there shaking my hands and arms like I'm fanning myself dry. John John falls to the ground and covers his head with his arms. Those boys are stomping John John good. Finally, I find my voice. I yell for somebody to call the cops, but folks just stare. I yell some more. Somebody runs inside their house. Blood! I see blood! John John, he ain't saying nothing. Ain't moving neither. All of a sudden, I'm remembering how those other boys messed with me on that day after Juju's party, and all of a sudden, it's like my body's taking orders from somebody else. I'm running across the street and reaching into some overgrown bushes in front of the house on the corner. I'm pulling and pulling on one of them branches to make me a good switch. I break a few branches loose and run my hand up and down them to get the leaves off. Then I go back to John John. One of them boys is looking at me, daring me to use the branches. My heart is hurting my chest, hurting it bad. My hands are burning from yanking and peeling back them leaves. My throat is so dry, it's burning too. John John, he's laying there still getting beat. Next thing I know, I'm hitting them boys. The first boy that I hit yells like a baby. His arm swells up quick. He gets himself off John John fast and comes for me. I keep swinging, swinging and sweating and praying for the police to come. I hear their sirens getting closer. Them next two boys are off John John now, and all of them are coming for me. coming. I drop that switch and I close my eyes. One boy's got his hands around my arm and squeezing it. The other ones is cursing me good. I'm praying as hard as I can them police get here now. Only I don't hear no siren no more. They gone to somebody else's house, I think. Gone and left me here to die. Them boys saying they're gonna beat me worse than they beat John John. I ain't saying nothing. My eyes are closed and pee is about to pour out of me like water. Then I hear some other people talking. Grown-ups. All of a sudden, I hear a pop and a slap. And them boys let me loose and start running. When I open my eyes, they're halfway down the block. And Caleb's standing there. Him and his mama and a whole bunch of grown-ups from the block. It seems like they come right out of thin air. Ain't gonna have no girls being beat half to death. Not around here, some old man says. They got brooms and bats and a shovel. Caleb, he's helping John John up, telling him he can come in his house and get cleaned up. John John looks a mess, but he's gonna be all right. Caleb's mama asks if I'm okay, if I want to come on inside. No, I say. I have to go home and let mama know what happened. I don't say nothing to Caleb. I just give him a weak smile. Me? I'm feeling lucky he came along like he did. John John's always talking about how black I am. Well, I'm still the blackest thing in school. And it was me that saved his butt today. People are helping John John inside Caleb's house, like he's some baby learning to walk. I take myself home. I don't have to tell Mama much. The story gets to her before I walk in the door. She says she was just about to come for me. She makes me tell her the story 3 times before she lets me go to my room. After I'm there a while, Mama knocks on my door. A letter just came for you. It's from the library. You owe them money? She asks softly. I push open the bedroom door before Mama says another word. I snatch the envelope out of her hands. Dear Miss Madison, congratulations. The 3rd annual Young Writers Committee at the Martin Malcolm Library is pleased to announce you as the winner of this year's contest. I show Mama the letter. The letter goes on and on about how many people entered and how they're going to put my writing on display in the library lobby for a whole month. I stand there a while, fingering the puffed-up gold letters at the top of the page and reading the letter over and over again. Mama and me both look at each other. All of a sudden, Mama starts crying. Crying big, fat tears. I don't have to ask her why. I know. We both wishing Daddy was here for the good stuff and the bad.